Krishnananda and Amarka, both are very passionate and curious. So how they can teach one devotee is quite impossible.
Okay.
I did not have any water this morning.
Is that all those in Australia?
She didn't have water
this morning. No!
Just joking.
No, 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 no.
Sachin,
out really well. How does it start again?
Madhuram, Sita Madhuram, Rupa Madhuram, Sita Madhuram. Surrounded by family and friends and money and house and forgetting all about the goal of life and thinking this is all there is. For those who have taken this vow, their consciousness can never, they can never be attracted to Krishna because they've taken this firm vow. And what is that like? Ananda Gobir Vishitam Tamishram. They are entering deeper into tamas, into tamishram, into the darkness of hellish life and material existence, birth and death, and sinking lower and lower in the species of life. Punat again, charvita, chewing, charvinana, that which has already been chewed. So many examples are there. If someone is seeing some chewing gum on the sidewalk. And he's thinking, oh, maybe there's a little flavor left in that. Scraping it up off the sidewalk. And they're chewing, little flavor is left. Not bad, not bad. So in this way, although we're seeing all around us that people are trying to enjoy in this material world, and even they have all facilities for enjoyment, still, they are not happy. Well, we see examples every day. Princess Diana, sometimes her name uses her as an example. Her wedding was watched by 1 billion people on television all over the world. She received the most fabulous gifts and jewels and gems from all the kings of the world, Saudi Arabia, etc. And yet, no happiness, no love, and finally running off and crashing in a car and dying at a very young age. So this is Anandatamishram, entering the darkest region of ignorance and trying to enjoy again and again. So we're seeing, oh, if only I had money, or if only I could marry Prince Charles, or if only I could marry Princess Di, then I'd be happy. But Prince Charles is trying, he's chewed that. Why would he want to chew it? He didn't find any happiness there. So in this way, Prahlad Maharaj is warning us. Wake up, don't be an illusion. Look carefully and see what is really going on around you. Everything here is temporary. And I will there are these three verses are very important, the next one and the next one. But Srila Gurudev has asked us to speak short, so I will. Unless you want me to continue, I will end my discourse here. Hare Krishna.
Shriman Pundarik Prabhu should come and explain next two. But also, he should give an example of Shavitcha Banana.
Actually, when Srimad Madhava Maharaj started speaking, then I was also feeling inspired to follow in footsteps. And when Srimad Krishna Bhajan Prabhu spoke and gave a wonderful understanding of perfection to people in front of Gurudev, then I was again confused. Who shall I follow? And I still could make up my mind, and I was fortunate that Srimad Bhakti Sarama Maharaj started speaking. And I went along good, but then he made a pause. So I'm kind of in between with what to do. But anyway, I think I'll try to carry our daughters as much as I can. So, Prahlad Maharaj, in his conversation to Hiranyakashipu, is answering the question, where is the source of his inspiration to worship or to think about worshiping Vishnu? And Shripad Bhaktisar Maharaj quoted this very nice verse. Madirena Krishnete Paratastvatomba Mitho Vipatye Nagrihit Pratanam Aranta Bodhir Vishatata Vishram Punashchar Vidicharmanana. And it's also given the example of chewing the chute, but Shiva Gurudev wants to expand it more. And I'll try to repeat the same example that Shiva Gurudev often gives, and that's about a dog. The dog, they're very fond of eating flesh and bones. And sometimes if we notice that there's a bone which is already being eaten by any dog, then there's no flesh left anymore on the bone. But yet still, because it's dog's habit to eat the bones, so he's trying to chew that bone. And because the bone is hard, so it scratches its gums, and there's some release of blood. That mixes with its saliva, and the dog relishes that bone, thinking that actually the juice or that flavor is coming out of its bone, but the fact is completely different. It's actually its own blood which is relishing. So it's enjoying that, but in the meantime, what happens? It's basically more to be seen mainly in Asia. It's actually everywhere. The phenomena is everywhere, but for dogs, because dogs are openly moving everywhere in India. So one such street dog has got this bone and is trying to chew it and is relishing it. And in the meantime, few other dogs, about 10 other dogs, they see him. They have a glance that, oh, this dog has got this bone, and we want to have this bone, because we want to enjoy this bone. So they charge, they pounce upon the dog, and what this poor dog can do? 1 against 10. So they bite him all around, and what he can do? He releases that bone, and taking his tail and his hind legs, he runs away from there. Now, will these other 10 or whatever number of dogs will be able to catch that bone? No way, because they're fighting with each other. They're not in harmony. Each one of them wants to enjoy this bone just by himself, not sharing. So they fight, and the last what happens? They all get bitten by each other, and the bone remains there. So this is exactly the situation of all of us, especially those who are not following the path of Krishna consciousness or the path of Shuddha Bhakti. Why? Because they have this conception, the conception which Prahlada Maharaj is talking about, the false conception of life, to think ourselves as bodies, and then be immersed in that all the happenings or all the events which are related either to body or surroundings, all the happiness, distress coming from different engagements of these bodily senses. So they feel sometimes happy and sometimes distressed. But the real thing is that they forget that happiness will not come by trying to enjoy, because that sense to enjoy is always making us forget our position as the servants. What is because serving Krishna, we can even see and analyze that if we try to serve anyone in this material world, then automatically we feel happy when that service has been done without any other self-improvement.
For example, you bring in, you see some beggar, and the beggar really needs food or clothes, and you provide that person, then you feel some satisfaction in the heart. Or you take care of your children, and then you feel happy. So it's a very perverted, reflective experience of the happiness which can actually make us satisfied, which actually satisfies us. Now when that tendency to serve is reflected, is directed towards serving the Supreme Krishna of the Godhead, Krishna, and the Supreme Deity, the spirit devotee, then the real happiness fills our heart. And then, no more wandering in the material world. So Prabhupada is saying that those who are conditioned in this material world like this, completely away from Krishna, their eyes are blind, spiritually blind people, and too much engrossed in material conception of life, what is their hope? You will speak. But it's first of all they say, Madhirina Krishna Palatas Kaduva. With their own efforts, they cannot imbibe that inspiration. And in addition, anyone else around them who is of the same nature, who is also blindly running after the uncontrolled senses, also his or that person's inspiration will not help, and a combined effort of both of them will not help either to imbibe any bit of Krishna consciousness in the heart. Then what is the hope or what's the answer? Then he's saying further in the coming verses, before that he says, Nate Vidur Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu Gura Shayari Bahirathamanina Anga Hivante Utaniya Mana Seya Vishantir Kudidamni Baddha. That people like this, what is the situation? Nate Vidur Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu, they actually don't know their real self interest. What would actually really benefit them, would be beneficial for them? They don't know this, especially all the leaders of the society and the teachers, or all the, whatever is the policies on either in the political area or in the education or whatever in this world is going on in all these areas, they have no conception of the soul. So they don't know the real method by which they can help themselves. And what is their real benefit? The real benefit is in serving Vishnu, because Vishnu is the eternal, only well-wisher of everyone, being the source of everyone. So because they don't know this fact, so what they have developed, they have concocted many speculative ideas of their mind to make themselves happy, or to make them protective, or to engage themselves in so many activities to feel enjoyment or to be happy. But what happens? That with these conceptions of life, because they are originating from people who are spiritually blind, so blind is following a blind person, what will be the result? They are all heading towards or Kalish Planas. And in addition, that path which they're traveling on is endless, and it's getting more and more complicated because the cycle of karma is so intricate and is so complex that the result of a fruitive activity forces a person to commit another fruitive activity which is further entangling, and it goes on without any escape. So Prahlada Maharaj is saying the way or the solution for these conditioned souls to come out of the suffering condition and really be happy by serving Krishna is as follows. Nesha Matistavat Utkramangri Srishya Apagamo Yadakha Mahiyasam Pad Rajogukhekam Nishpin Charanam Nirmutajavat. Prahlada Maharaj is telling that unless and until these unfortunate souls, they come in contact with a pure devotee, and after coming in contact with that pure devotee, they don't take the lotus feet dust of these great souls and smear them all over their body. There is no hope for them. Only the mercy of a pure devotee who is completely distinct distinction means he's completely above the modes of nature. He has no possessions in material terms. He has no depending of any sort on his material items. He's completely depending on Krishna. Krishna is his only possession, his only wealth. And that's why that fortunate soul or that good soul is completely satisfied in his heart. He's full of all that knowledge, he's full of all those things which are necessary to help the living entity regain its original constitutional position, which is to serve Krishna. So when any conditioned soul comes in contact with such a person, they should make all their endeavor with their all energy they have, body, mind, and words, and their thoughts. They should try to contemplate the ways, the means, that how they can benefit more and more from that personality, that wonderful personality who is completely selfless, who is there just only for one motive, and that is to save us. Just like we had a very nice song from Lili and Siso, from Krishna Prabhupada, and that very nice issue brought up all this mood. That how Srila Prabhupada, he was so merciful that only to bestow mercy upon us, he left his wonderful situation and he came down. Of course, in his heart he was always relishing that bliss, but yet still, we have to admit this fact. That to come and take all this trouble, even Krishna Gurudev, we are saying that in this old age, apparently in all different difficult circumstances, he's trying so hard to help us, to benefit us, that if even one of us or some of us can take that inspiration, take that